Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the Unit Administrator with Central Valley Health. Robin Isler is joining us, and Robin, welcome back to our show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for taking time and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. Got a couple of things that we want to hit on today, Robin, the first of which is no excuses. And for our listeners of Let's Talk About It, we've talked with Lisa Jackson and John Schaefer before with the JRMC. We've talked with Tara Kapp with RM Stout about no excuses. And today we'll be talking with Robin Isler with Central Valley Health, the other portion of that. And really, this has been a great program for our area, right, Robin?
It sure is. This partnership started a couple years ago. JRMC and Central Valley Health are lucky enough to receive the proceeds from RM Stout's running of the Pink. And with those funds, we are able to do the created the No Excuse program, which is a collaboration between the hospital and the public health department here in Stetson County. So Women's Way is the program that I work with at Central Valley Health, and that program does help women pay for pap smears and mammograms. Whether they have insurance or they don't have insurance, they can qualify for Women's Way. And so I had approached the hospital a few years ago about, well, let's have a day where women could come in, qualify for Women's Way, and have their services done at the hospital. And so that's really what began as the No Excuse campaign.
And it's been a great campaign going on for several years now, and a lot of women have benefited from this. It's really removing those barriers, right, Robin, for individuals who, like you said, who may not be insured and have maybe no way to pay for it, finding childcare, the hours are difficult. The No Excuses program is really built for anybody like that, right?
That's correct. So actually, we look at best practice guidelines through the Center of Disease Control, and one of those is as a way to increase your screening rates in your community is to remove the barriers. So that's really what we tried to do with JRMC and Central Valley, is to find a day so you could just say, hey, today is the day. I'm going to come in and have my mammogram or my pap smear done by a provider. We're there for you. I mean, we'll go so far as to provide transportation, child care, and of course we have other little goodies that we give out as well for people who come to that. And then the big part of that is there's no, you don't have to worry about the financial aspects of this, because through Women's Way or through the hospital foundation and other funds that they have and the running of the Pink, we have come up with a way to help pay for the services for that day.
Absolutely. So No Excuses returns June 11th and 12th, and it'll be again in the fall, they're introducing two this year, I believe. This is the first time that those two events are going to be held, right?
Right. So we had it back in November of 2017, and so now we will have it again here on June 11th and 12th. You need to call out to Jamestown Regional Medical Center if you can and register. That just helps us know how many are coming. That number is 952-4163, and then if there's paperwork we can do in advance, of course, that's always helpful. And so that's what we're planning to do. And a little bit, we had the very first time we did this, we had 8 women. And last fall, I believe we had like 20 or 22 women.
Wow.
So we've increased every time. And that's probably around 20 women a day is what we can see comfortably with our technicians and our providers that we have working the clinic that day. So if you're interested, if you're someone who's been putting this off, that's really the woman that we'd like to find. If you just had lots of excuses why maybe you did not have your mammogram or pap test and you want to get it done, we're there for you that day and we want to see you.
Perfect. Again, Robin Isler, Central Valley Health Unit Administrator, joining us on Let's Talk About It. No Excuses, again, June 11th and 12th. Robin, you're also here today because we're going to talk about the kids. Kids Safety Day is also a huge event that Central Valley Health has teamed up with multiple people to do.
Well, yes, we're in our third year of the Kids Safety Day. The first year we had it in the parking lot at Central Valley Health, and last year we moved it to the Civic Center. We grew, and we had 500 kids last year come through the event, and it was it was great. There was the fire truck. We had the ambulance. We had police cars. We had the Red Cross. I think it's called an IRV unit that they bring in, which they would use for disaster relief. We had Otter Tail there doing electric safety. We had Game and Fish doing boat and water safety. So it was a great day. This is also our chance where we have the bike rodeo and bike helmet fitting as well. So kids can come on their bikes and drive through the obstacle course and maybe learn some things about bike safety.
Awesome. Yeah, it's super fun. Going to be in the Civic Center again this year, Robin?
Yes. The first year when we had in the parking lot, we got rained out at the end. So we're glad to have it in the Civic Center, which gives us an indoor place. And kids go around from booth to booth and they learn things about safety.
Excellent. So again, this is coming up, I believe, the 28th, right?
That's right.
Okay.
The 28th from 9 to 3 at the Civic Center. The daycares, we know, will be bringing groups of kids. If you come alone, we ask that kids be accompanied by an adult. And they can come around. They'll get bags of goodies. There will be hot dogs there. The ice cream truck will be there if you want to purchase some ice cream. So there's some food involved as well. The admission is free. And you can just come around and your kids will learn a lot of things. And it's fun to see the kids share their stories about safety as well.
Absolutely. And I think we should also mention too, Robin, I think there's that partnership that you guys have that allows free helmets as well during this event, right?
That is correct. We will be there fitting bike helmets with the Optimus Club helps out with that event as well. So, and if you have a bike helmet or your child has one and they want to see if it fits them correctly, we can work through that as well.
Awesome.
The daycare kids, we will probably be going back to the daycares throughout the summer to help them fit their helmets just for time that day.
Right.
But yes.
Excellent. So again, that is coming up June 28th at the Jamestown Civic Center. It is Kids Safety Day. No excuses coming up June 11th and 12th. Robin, if people have questions for you, Central Valley Health, about Kids Safety Day, no excuses or any other programs that you guys administer, what are some ways they can contact you guys?
Sure. You can call Central Valley at 252-8130. Our website is centralvalleyhealth.org. But give us a call or stop by our office, and we will be happy to just answer any questions or point you in the right direction.
Excellent. Anything else, Robin, that you wanted to add before we wrapped up?
No, I think that's a busy month of June. Two big campaigns coming up, and so we're excited to do this for the community and provide information on health and how to be safe.
Awesome. Well, Robin, we appreciate you stopping by. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.